The gospel has this last significant section of chapter 6 of John's gospel. There are verses that follow this, but they're more about the conversation with the disciples in the synagogue at Capernaum. So these are the last words, as it were, about the mystery of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, up to this point, our Lord has described himself as the bread of life and talked about being taught by God from Isaiah. You see, that whole part is about that faith is a work of the Father. In the very beginning of the discourse, if you remember when the people came, and they said to them, Rabbi, when did you get here? And he began to speak to them. And right away, he started on this theme. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him. And so you see, this gift from the heart of the Father is to participate in the Father's knowledge of who Jesus is. Because faith is a way of knowing. Now when the Jews ask him, you know, he says, strive to do, you know, the work for the food that lasts. And they say to him, what works shall we do? There are many works prescribed in the Torah, in the Mishnah. And Jesus says, this is the work of God. Not only this is the work that pleases God, but this is the work that God does. God, my Father, does this work in you, that you believe in the one whom he sent. That's the work of the Father in us. We're here praising God, listening to the word, preparing to enter into the act of love in which Jesus died, and to receive the fruit of it, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, on this feast of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which is, as you know, the living center of the church, the source and summit of the Christian life, as Vatican II calls this. And because of that, the body of Christ is ourselves. Because, as Paul tells us, in this second reading, you know, if we partake of this body, blood, the loaf of bread is one. And we, though many, are one body, because we all partake of this one loaf. We all share the living flesh of Jesus Christ. And so, the theme, one of the basic themes, still in that part of their gospel that we're reading tonight, but throughout the whole thing is, the Father bringing us to Jesus Christ through the gift of faith. And so, you see, the first way that we take in Christ, the first way that we eat Christ and take him in, is by believing. Believe him. Believe who he is. And give your life to him as he gave his life to you. So that's the theme. And all during that time, our Lord has described himself as the bread of life. Now he's going to get very specific. And he says, I am the living bread. This bread is alive. And you're going to see this theme of life all the way through this text. I am the living bread. If you eat me, you eat something that's alive, and you become alive. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread, therefore, shares in my life, and that person will live forever. The first thing that goes through our mind is, well, we're going to die. But what is life? Is life only the body? We are alive, my friends, forever. Eternity has begun. This part of eternity is when we can be molded into Jesus Christ, feeding on this precious body and blood of His. And then He describes the secret. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. If our Lord had somehow lived here and then devised a way to leave some way, bread and wine, His flesh, and then just went to heaven without going through the cross, we wouldn't have the sacrament. The act of love in which He died transformed Him, body and soul. The letter to the Hebrews tells us, you see, in one place, that if the ashes of a heifer and the sacrifices of blood of bulls and goats could bring about a certain purification, which it did. It was an external one, if you will. But after having offered this sacrifice, a Jewish person was then allowed once again to participate in the life, especially the life of worship, of the community. It was a terrible thing to be cut off from that life. Terrible to be outside this place where God dwells, where God lives, where God acts. It's a terrible thing. In fact, some of the punishments, like for this and this, let somebody be killed, it wasn't the death. It was the cutting off from the people that mattered. And so this, though on one level it's a ceremony, if the blood of bulls and goats and the scattered ashes of a heifer can work cleansing according to the flesh, that is according to our human existence, according to our life, how much more the blood of Christ, who offered Himself as a spotless lamb through the eternal Spirit, will cleanse our conscience, not just our flesh, our conscience, from dead works to serve the living God. Now, in that phrase, by using that expression, by the living Spirit, you know, the letter to the Hebrews is referring to the fact that eternal Spirit, really. He offered Himself in the eternal Spirit. Why does the author want to talk about the Holy Spirit, who was the whole movement that brought Jesus in that act of love in which He died? Because, you see, in the Jewish sacrificial system, there was fire all the time set aside. And if it ever went out, like when the people were conquered, God had to light it from above. This was heavenly fire. And it always burned. And it was that fire that was used then to light the fire on the altar for the Holocaust. And the Holocaust, as you know, the Holocaust for us, besides all the terrible overtones of the slaughter of the Jewish people, for us still means something totally destroyed. But actually, the notion of Holocaust, the word olah in Hebrew, olah, means the sacrifice that goes up, totally transformed into smoke and goes up to God. It's a symbol of what we would like to do. We would like to be transformed and go up to You, God. It's exactly what Jesus did. And so, in Jesus' sacrifice, the eshtam, the eternal fire, is the Holy Spirit, who so moves Him, so burns Him with love, that His whole being goes up to the Father. And that's the flesh that we receive. That's the blood that we drink, offered in this transforming fire, and then raised by the same fire to be a living, powerful,